So here in this conversation, here today, as we begin this wonderful series that is all about creating money with wonder and freedom and delight, we invite you to begin this conversation with us by thinking about what freedom actually is. Freedom is not something that you attain. Freedom is something not something that can be withheld from you. Freedom is not a condition or a state. Freedom is the very thing that you are experiencing right now. Freedom is just literally another word for unconditional love. It's the unconditional part of unconditional love. And freedom is implicit in all of creation. Every single thing that has been created on the basis of freedom. The uniqueness, the diversity, the contrast, all of that arises out of freedom. So when you're thinking about the topic of creating money and you're thinking about the topic of freedom, one of the things that we would suggest to you is that you are free to create as much or as little in any way, shape, or form that you so desire. Now, that may seem like a very nice thing to say, such a wonderful idea to contemplate, but the truth is that when you really do get right down to it, most of you will be starting off this series of conversations with the idea that you've got to get something done in order to create money. And while you may want to do many things, you need not do anything specifically other than just engage your imagination in order to create any amount of money that you're wanting. It would be our suggestion and our recommendation that as you go through this day today, instead of trying to think of what you should be doing, focus on instead what it is that you really love about what you have already. Notice the freedom that is implicit in every single thing that is happening around you. Notice how you are already engaged in such a way with the freedom of this moment that it truly is quite astonishing and truly is quite wonderful. Notice, if you will, that this place where you are, right in this moment, is bringing you powerfully into the next moment and the next moment and the next moment and the next moment, and that everything that is happening here, literally every single thing that is happening in your experience, arises out of freedom. That includes the things you like and the things you don't like. Giving your attention in this way will bring you more and more and more of what it is that you actually do find to be so very wondrous and delicious about the freedom that is your birthright, the freedom that is the reason why you came here, the freedom that is the reason why you are who you are. Creating money in order to get something is not creating money. Now, we've talked about this at great lengths in other places and in other ways, but simply put, the difference between making money and creating money is that when you're making money, what you're doing is you're manufacturing it. In other words, you're doing what you need to do in order to get it done, and whatever it is that you need to do needs to be done because that's what needs to be done, and everyone knows how this works. It's not terribly confusing. Everyone knows that if you are going to make money, you're going to have to sell your product, work for your boss, hire the right employees, find the right services, make sure you deliver them on time and in the right way, and get it done. It requires you to make it happen. And if you don't know how to make it happen, well, then you're just out of luck. Or maybe someone else will help you. And maybe they won't. So you've got to get in and get yours while the getting is good, because there's only a limited amount available, and that's all there is to it. Now, we don't have to describe this in great detail, because each of you are very, very familiar with it. Creating money, however, is just using your imagination to bring forth into manifested reality precisely what you are wanting, which happens to be, in this instance, money. And if you are doing that because you need to get somewhere or you need something to happen, it's going to be a very difficult uphill slog. But if you are doing it because you want it, and it feels better to have it, and you find the freedom in it, and you find the love in it, and you find the wonder in it, and you find the delight in it, well then, it gets easier and easier and easier. The difference between making money and creating money is really the difference between need and want. When you need something, it makes it very difficult to get it. But again, we don't have to explain that to you. You know that very, very well. When you want something, it wants you. There's a natural affinity between you and the desired outcome. And so it really behooves you to really stay in that state of freedom, that place where anything is possible, knowing that the current situation you're in, whatever it may be and whatever has been happening, is purely temporary. Whatever you're going through, whatever situation you find yourself in, whether you like it or don't like it, it's temporary. What you do like is temporary because it will just be getting better and better as you give more and more attention to what you do like. And the situation that you're in that you don't like is also temporary. And if you will use what you don't like about what's going on as the fuel for new desires, what you will find is that you will be having more and more and more and more of what you are wanting. Because instead of just sitting there accepting and dealing with the what is of your unwanted situation, you have the freedom to let loose the desires that are arising naturally from being in such a constricted place, and let those have free rein, running amok, creating what you're wanting and bringing it to you. Now, we say bringing it to you, and we don't mean that necessarily you would want to be sitting on a couch just sort of eating bonbons and filing your nails and waiting for things to happen. Because undoubtedly you want to be out in the amidst your creation, having a wonderful, delicious time with it all, and enjoying, in particular, the freedom that is implicit in all of it. For there is great joy, and there is great love, and there is great freedom, and there is great peace, and there is great abundance in all things, everywhere. It's just a matter of tuning into it. And how do you tune into it? You give your attention to it. And how do you give your attention to it? You just begin to notice it. Or you begin to tell yourself, this is what is happening. This place is a place of great freedom that I'm in. It's temporary, my situation, my circumstances. They're getting better and better and better and better. But we do want to invite you today to enjoy this very delicious, this very wonderful, and this very powerful series of conversations, all of which very specifically and very explicitly are all about the exact same thing. What you are creating, this amazing, 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 delicious desire that you have to create money. No different, no better, no worse than any other desire that you have, like the desire you have to create wonderful meals, or the desire that you have to create amazing relationships, or the desire that you have to create more and more awareness of the delicious, amazing well-being that flows through you. Your ability, by the way, to create a parking space on demand, which many of you are very good at, your ability to sort of snap your fingers and find yourself walking down the street and come around a corner and discover something delicious, amazing, and wonderful. This is the same power, if you will, your ability to intend and then allow, that creates money. It's no different. There's great freedom in all of this, and if you'll notice how delicious it feels when you sort of ease into that parking space, or when you come across that moment, or when you take that delicious bite and you realize, this is something that I created. This is my creation that I intentionally brought together. And this is wonderful, and this is amazing. Well, we invite you to have that vibration now, and to have that vibration now about money, and to have that vibration now about all the money that you're wanting. And we invite you to remember that when you're creating money, you're not creating circumstances or situations. You're literally creating money. It may lead you into circumstances or situations, but that's really irrelevant. It really is irrelevant. The situations and circumstances arise because they're just the path of least resistance to get you there. And even that isn't exactly right. They're really more the things that you're doing because you enjoy to play. And one of the things that we invite you to consider throughout the course of this series of conversations is how creating money is not dependent upon any situation or circumstance, in the same way that you've quite literally pulled parking spaces out of thin air, that you've quite literally found yourself synchronistically and serendipitously in the most amazing of circumstances that you intended. In the same way that you've had powerful conversations with dear friends or family members or your beloved, where you intended to sit out and to say how much you loved them, and to know that they heard you and you've watched it unfold right in front of you, this same power of intention is the same power that you have to create money. And if you notice that in your relationships, for example, if you went in saying, well, this has to happen in this way, it doesn't work out very well. But if you say, I know what I want to feel, and I know what I want to see happen, and how I get there is irrelevant, I just know this is what I want. And you let the universe of your thoughts organize and sort this out for you on your behalf, then believe us when we say, you know how to create any amount of money that you want to, for it is the exact same approach. This is the freedom. This is the freedom that is found in all parts of creation. This is the freedom that is everywhere, in everything, in every way. And today we invite you to revel and bask and truly, truly enjoy this freedom, and notice what it is and how much of it you have, and how much more there is to have, and how any situation you are in, no matter how wonderful, no matter how delicious, no matter how difficult, is strictly temporary, because nothing ever just stops. There is no static creation. Creation is dynamic, and it keeps going on and on and on and on. And today is no exception.